another player added to the injured reserve list, another rookie honor, and another day of preparations in the books for the Saints as they get ready to face the Falcons. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. For the second time this week, a starter has been added to the injured reserve list. JD, we didn't see Kenny Vaccaro in practice on Wednesday or Thursday. What's the news?
Yeah, that he's the one who's gone on injured reserve now. We know A.J. Klein went on earlier this week. Now it's safety Kenny Vaccaro, who was having one of his better seasons. Had a groin injury since November the 5th. He played through it a little bit, but it came back to haunt him a little bit. So now he's on injured reserve. Kenny finishes this season career-high 3 interceptions, had a sack and a half, 60 tackles. So he really was having a pretty disruptive season, especially when he was able to play in the box up close to the line of scrimmage. But unfortunately now the Saints are without him for the remainder of this season.
Coach talked about how the team will have to rally together in Kenny Vaccaro's absence.
You know, he's a starter on defense and, you know, real good force player, a good tackler, a guy around, who's around the ball. Obviously, you know, we've got other safeties and those guys will have to be ready and ready to, you know, the sum total of the snaps missed will be made up amongst, you know, a group of players.
In the last matchup, the Falcons struggled offensively. This weekend, they'll be looking to improve their passing game against the Saints.
And why wouldn't they? They did not have a great performance. Matt Ryan's the reigning MVP, but he didn't have an MVP-like performance against the Saints. 15-27 passing. He had one touchdown, 221 yards, but a huge 3 interceptions against this young secondary.
And the secondary will be looking to repeat that same performance this weekend.
Well, I mean, it's probably a combination of both. Part of it is, you know, energy and hustle to the ball. You know, we spent a lot of time on trying to take the ball away. And so how do you do that? You know, how does a quarterback carry the ball? How do the running backs carry the ball? How do you create fumbles? How do you create? I think our league in the last 10 years has really, you know, shifted. And I would say you go back to really Lovie Smith. And if you wanted to look at when, you know, that St. Louis Rams defense, then the Bears, and then pretty soon, you know, you started seeing, you know, Tillman, you know, these guys that, you know, 15, 20 years ago you were tackling, and now there's just so much more that goes into ball security that's changed, I think, in a short amount of time.
Falcons running back Devontae Freeman has led their offense in the last 3 games. He had a great game against the Saints in their first meeting, and the Saints are looking to slow him down in their rematch.
And I think last week, you know, there were a few third down conversions that they were able to get, you know, to Freeman, maybe some primary, maybe some, you know, off his primary and checking it down. I would say the one noticeable thing in the last 6 weeks, 5 weeks, their rushing totals and numbers have really spiked. And I think defensively, they're doing a good job defending the run. And so, you know, they do a real good job with this wide zone, and they get on their tracks, and you've got to be able to hit your blocks and be prepared for the speed at which it happens. I think Freeman had one of his better games last week, and you could see the speed and the explosiveness if he cuts it up. So, you know, your tackling, all those things have to be on point. And then when they involve he or Coleman in the passing game, and you know, there are times, even in our game last 2 weeks ago, where they'll bring one of them out of the backfield, and now, much like we might try to do with Alvin, you get a matchup on a linebacker or someone that you're really not a favorable matchup, then you've got to be mindful of that.
Oh, you got to run to the ball. You know, everybody got to run to the ball. You know, it's you don't do anything, you know, different. You know, you just got to understand that you got to execute better. The margin for error is really small. You know, and everybody got to do their job. Everybody got to depend on the guy next to him, and you know, have confidence in our preparation. And I think we've had a great week of practice and meetings, and everybody's ready. So you just let it loose on Sunday.
Oh yeah, he's just getting better each week, especially towards the end right now. It's the workhorse right now, so he's running real well. So we got to probably load the box up and stop him and get hit something early.
On a lighter note, the Saints rookies keep on raking in the honors.
This week, that would be cornerback Marshawn Lattimore. He's the Pepsi Rookie of the Week. That's his third time winning that honor. We already have seen Alvin Kamara, the running back, win it six times. So they continue to impress, and they continue to be rewarded for it.
Check out the injury report on NewOrleansSaints.com and make sure you tune in on Sunday to the pregame and postgame shows, also on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer. Thanks for watching.